And a new show coming up on SBS has raised the ire of quite a few people for stereotyping people in Sydney's West, particularly in the suburb of Mount Druitt. MG, we'd love to hear your thoughts in a moment. Here's a little bit of the promo for the show Struggle Street from SBS.
Mount Druitt. It's also Sydney.
It's just been trashed.
Just not the one in the tourist brochures.
This is the that's going to get us smashed.
Anybody gives any of my kids any drugs, I'm going to tear him to pieces. I don't give a if he's a bikie. I don't give a if he's God.
Large public housing estates built for working families.
Things are a bit tight these days, but like people who need help need help.
Have become havens for the downtrodden. Everyone's just trying to make ends meet on Struggle Street.
And that fart sound you heard in there, that was actually part of a re-editing that was done. Now that they have apparently re-edited that, just letting you know, the report was that it was actually, I think it's been removed out of it. It was an elderly woman with dementia who was farting on the
episode. I think it was her husband.
Is it necessary to even have that in there? MG, you grew up in Mount Druitt. You're fired up about it. Tell us your thoughts when you see this again, the Western Mount Druitt being hammered.
Well, it's not easy to watch, I tell you, because it's where I did grow up. And I recently did a show on SBS. It was on the Insight program. I took part because the issue they were discussing on that particular evening was anger and how to live with it and how to control it. I took part in the discussion because I thought it would be beneficial for not only me, but anyone watching it who may have had or have similar control issues, and they may have forgotten, or maybe they got something out of the show that maybe will help them in some way, shape, or form, you know, deal with anger in the future. But this trashing again of Mount Druitt has gone too far. I want to know who gets anything out of such an attack. What's informative about it? I'm sick to death of the suburb I grew up in. Cop it from people who have never walked a mile in the shoes of the over 100,000 residents now that call Mount Druitt home. Shame on you, SBS. Shame on you for attacking a suburb in the way that you have. The next time you want to trash a district, I suggest, how about the powers that be, Mr. Michael Abeid, who is the SBS chief of SBS. How about you do a warts and all expose on their own demographic? You know, maybe go into where you live and find out the lowest common denominator of that district, because these people were sabotaged.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
I can't believe we're able to watch such dribble on TV that is partly funded by us, the taxpayer.
It's primarily
funded.
Absolutely.
It's, to me, it is a dead set.
No balance, MG. Is that what you're peed off about? Because
Mount Druitt. They keep saying it's continually about Mount Druitt. It's like Mount Druitt, to me, is home. So obviously I'm pissed off deluxe when I see something like this. These people who they've got in the Peter and Ashley Kennedy, I know people. I grew up all my life with people like them who were on Struggle Street. I lived in a housing commission house all my life. And for them to zero in on that particular postcode of 2770, which I proudly wear on my sleeve, not as a tattoo or anything, I proudly wear it. And I say anywhere I go, where are you from? I say Mount Druitt. Not Penrith, not the Western Suburbs, Mount Druitt. I was where I had 21 years in Whalen. I've seen some beautiful people come out of Mount Druitt. I've seen some bastards come out of Mount Druitt as well. But to zero in on the one constant, which seems to be people who are struggling, is a poor attempt at ratings. It's a poor attempt of spending $350,000 per episode where the money, why don't they just give that money to the people who are struggling?
Well, I tell you what, as you said, SBS is an organisation that is primarily exists because of taxpayers' money. So how dare they portray shareholders of their business in such a light? Now, you would expect, if that's the way they want to operate and they want to do things, that Malcolm Turnbull should do something about it.
Mm.
We've seen this before, sort of stuff before. It appears it's getting more evident for us that the ABC and the SBS view a fair majority of Australians as just bogans.
Mm.
And it's just absolutely disgraceful.
It's postcode racism at its worst. It really is. Every suburb in every part of the city, Gus, Maddie, Pagey, has people who are struggling.
Mm.
If we had a camera on every person who is struggling in Australia, we could film for 8 years.
Imagine putting a camera just in anyone's house.
That's right.
and just running on their lives, and
edit out all the worst moments.
Yep. And then taking out and taking things out of context. Mm. I mean, really.
Like, I applaud the Blacktown Mayor, Stephen Bailey, who was a good bloke. He's the bloke who got Mount Pool reopened. He was on all the news last night slamming SBS, and I'm right behind you, mate. I'm right behind you in a big way, because enough's enough. Just because you come from a certain place doesn't mean you're a bad person. And I'm hopefully living proof of that you can... I should change my name. I should change not my name, my postcode, because I was discriminated against growing up as far as getting an apprenticeship goes, because they saw 2770 and they said, "Where's that?" I said, "Wayland." And I'd never get a response. As soon as I changed my postcode to where my nan was living at Auburn back then 30 years ago, I got an interview straight away. So here we are in 2015, and it still exists, and exists in a big way. And I'm ashamed this morning of the SBS for what they've done.
And particularly the SBS, because the SBS have always been the champion.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it was set up, the SBS, for people like, you know, ethnic Australians to come to this country, and it would, you know, they had the Italian shows, they have news from Croatia and different parts of the world. It championed the cause of people in this country, yet all of a sudden... You know, they want to do something like this. It really undermines a lot of the really good work they've done.
Couldn't agree more.
If you'd like to give us a call, 133353, if you've seen that promo, particularly if you're from Mount Druitt, do you agree with what MG's just said about postcode racism? Now, I've also, as you were chatting there, MG, been contacted by someone who was appearing on the show, who got interviewed by SBS for the show, and we're going to speak to them in just a moment as well.